Listening to the minority, they seem not to be too happy with the speaker's behavior. And if you listen to the rumor mail, it looks as if the NPP, they've been seeing the speaker as being too neutral. So there was this attempt to change and get the delay there, the rumor mongering. So I am quite sure he's now focused on doing their will. And this is what is actually happening. We can use speculation to do this debate or this, but if the standing orders are something to go by, I think they should find a common solution to the problem, because the speaker cannot do what he's doing, and the minority can also not, because the speaker is not doing what they expect him to do, they will also want to like attack him, or because the final results will be the minority pushing for impeachment.
That would be impossible.
I know where you are coming from, because of the numbers.
Yes.
But for academic and posterity, they can still make a move without knowing that they have the minority in terms of numbers. And then when it comes to voting, they lose. Then it is registered in the Hands Act that there was an attempt to impeach the speaker. I don't think the speaker wants them to move on that trend. So I think they have to sit up, the majority leader, minority leader. There should be what we call some form of mediation, you know, to resolve the impasse.
Mr. Amankota said if a dialogue between the minority leaders and the speaker could not yield any positive results, then the minority could petition the ECOWAS parliament to intervene.